Sto a vedere se avevo capito vedrai Heisenberg.
Morning, Rabbi Sai. So always it's a pleasure to be here. Is this working? It is working.
Right.
Huh?
I'll pick up
at one point. Okay. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here. Nice to join you. I'd like to start discussing another set of halachas today. I'm in the middle of learning of a chavrusa we were learning with, and that's the last two times I gave Torah where we spoke about Hilchas Kibud Av. So we moved on from there to Hilchas Tzedakah. We were going through parts of Yerdeh Chel Gimel. So I'd like to speak a little bit about Hilchas Tzedakah today. And strangely enough, these are halachas that people don't really go through. It's interesting that people don't ask the shaylas. There's so many questions that could come up with the Hilchas Tzedakah. How much money to give? Whom to give? How have you fulfilled your halacha, your obligation? When is there a mitzvah to give? What's the best oifen to give? There's so many different questions that come up when it comes to halachas of tzedakah. And yet, we don't necessarily ask a question. Everybody just assumes, you know what, I give tzedakah. Somebody comes, he asks me for money, I give him money, I did tzedakah. Which is true in a certain sense. But there are levels or things that we're trying to do, that we're trying to achieve. And therefore, let's, first of all, there are two pashas in the Torah about tzedakah. The first pasha is in Pashas Behar, when we speak as follows. The chiyomu achicha, when your brother will fall to umato yada imach, vechezaktaba, you should be machzikim. So that's one thing. The first thing we're saying is that you have to take a person, you have to give him chizuk. And we'll see soon that that chizuk not only takes the form of financial remuneration or financial gifts, but it could also take the form of just giving the person plain chizuk. A person comes to you, it's a bracha, and his situation is so terrible. Nebuch, he has someone in his family is unwell. Nebuch, you know, or Baruch Hashem, he's made six chasms, but Nebuch, he's got all sorts of chovis from those six chasms that he's made. People have tremendous tzaras, and they're coming here and they're collecting. Anybody has ever had to do some collecting, I'm not talking about charity campaigns, I mean going out of town to try collecting, it's very hard. I used to do it for our Kailal. I used to go 2 weeks a year. We used to have to go out. 1 week I used to go to Switzerland. And 1 week I used to go out to London. So London, at least I knew people. But in Switzerland, I didn't know anybody. I made a list of a few people that I knew. The Kailal had an old list of people that they knew. And you start going to people saying, are you so-and-so? No? All right. Can you give me money? For Manchester. For Kailal. You have enough givirim in England to pay? You have to come all the way to Switzerland to poach our money? Not an easy one. It's not an easy gig. So that's number one, vechazaktavai. And then we have a whole pasha in Pashas Re'eh. And there, there's a lot more detail. And when you look over there, a lot of the details will come from Hilchot Tzedakah and things that we know about, you know, an yeircha koidmim, and to give to your mishpacha first. All that's over there. We read it when you have on the last day of when it's Shabbos on Shmini Atzeres, you read Kiyevacha Evyem Me'achar Achecha V'chat Sherecha, when you will have a poor person from one of your brethren in one of your cities, Be'atzor Asher Hashem V'checha Nesanach, in the land that Kosh Baruch Hu gives you. And here comes two Averis. Lo'y Se'ames Es Levavcha, don't strengthen your heart. Lo'y Sik Pois Es Yadcha, and don't hold back your hand. V'checha Evyem. So somebody comes to you and he wants money from you, and you say no. And you have enough tzedakah, you have vouchers in your pocket, you could give him, you just don't fancy giving him. Is there an issue here? There might be an issue. Lo yisames es levavcha, strengthen your heart, and lo yisames es yadcha. Two isurim when you didn't give the guy tzedakah. So you say, well, I don't trust him, okay? Well, if you don't trust him, does that mean you don't have to give him anything? Or does that mean I give him 50p vouchers? 50p, you know, that much trust. I don't know how much trust is necessary to give someone a 50p voucher. 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, we can start talking. A 50p voucher, can you give? Do you have to give anything? And then kifosayach tiftach es yad chaloy. There's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, pasayach tiftach es yad chaloy. You should open up your hand to him. So you have all these mitzvahs over here. So we see that it's not exactly easy to define what these mitzvahs are, what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. And so I'd like to discuss, first of all, a general overview of the mitzvahs. And the Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting thing, and he puts it all together in the beginning of Simon Reish Memtes, which he says, Kamu Shir Tzedakah V'Ketzed Yitnana. What's the Shir Tzedakah and how much you give it? So, He starts off, he brings the Torah Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph say, how much do you have to give? Im yodai maseges, if possible, yitin kefit tzarech anim. You have to give what the anim need. Vim ein yodai maseges, and if you cannot manage kolkach, yitin, you give either ad choymish nechosav, up to a fifth of your nechosim, 20%, mitzvah min amufcha, or achan ma'asor mirabenis, one out of ten of mirabenis, pochas mikan is ein ro. Any less than that is ein ro. And that chomish that we said is shon rishonim. Karen mikan ve'elo chomish arach b'chol shonu. The other thing to know is that when it comes to giving tzedakah and having to give ma'aser, it's only the first year you have to give ma'aser on the money. There's no such thing as a wealth tax. Certain countries where there's a wealth tax, as far as I remember, in Switzerland there's a wealth tax. So whatever you have, at the end of the year there's a bill of one half of 1%. If you have £1 million, so on that £1 million you're going to have to give, was it £5,000? That's going to be your wealth tax every year. She said, but I paid tax on that £1 million already. They can't tax me again. So they have a wealth tax. In other places, you don't have a wealth tax. You make money, you made £1 million, you pay whatever taxes you pay on the first time, and then once you pay the taxes, it's yours. Then you only pay, if you then invest that, whatever's left over that £1 million after paying taxes, you invest that, and you make money, you'll then have to pay tax on the money that you make, but not on the original Karen. The original Karen, you pay tax already once. There's no double taxation. So on that, the same thing is true also when it comes to tzedakah and ma'aser. Money made once, you pay for it. You give the tzedakah and the ma'aser from it. Once you give the tzedakah and the ma'aser from it, you're done with that. And then, should you wish to invest that money and make some kind of money with it, whatever profit you then make the second time round, you have to give ma'aser or chomish from the profit. The original amount of money, the keren that you had, the capital, that's already ma'aser protected, so to speak. Okay? So that's what he brings over here. What he writes over here is the following. That you have to understand what this means with Yodah Masegis and not Yodah Masegis. If you have to give 20% or 10%, what's this Yodah Masegis business? I don't understand it. If you can afford, you give him Yodah Masegis. If you can't afford, you don't give him Yodah Masegis and you end up giving, etc., etc. So he says, what is going on? And on this, he then explains the following. So this is important to know, just to set out the landscape of what the mitzvah of tzedakah is. Interestingly enough, there's halacha, and we read it before, Deimach Soiroi Asher Yasa. You need to give the person what they are missing. Okay? And that sometimes almost, in the Gemara, it almost takes perverse ways of if the guy needed a guy to run ahead of him, if that's what he's used to, there's a Gemara that tells us one of the Amoraim ran in front of somebody else and called out in front of him because he used to be a wealthy fellow. That's a separate issue. That a person never who loses the money has to sometimes come to terms with bringing back down their standard of living. I remember my grandmother lived in a place called West Orange, New Jersey. In West Orange, New Jersey, there was a fellow that had made it very, very big. And he built himself a massive house. And he gave a tremendous amount of money to tzedakah, this fellow. And what was his name? Moshe. Now his last name escapes me, he'll come back to me soon. But his name, him and his brother had done very, very well. Moshe Fuhrer had done very, very well. He also was a tremendous nadvin to Lubavitch and to other things. And he had started off as a plumber. And what happened was, somehow he made a lot of money, and he built this big house, etc., etc. And Zuzim, sometimes it moves. So it moved back away from him. And what happened was, the fellow said, no problem. He went back to being a plumber. He moved back into his old house and sold off his new house. He just came back down. He says, yeah, just because for a few years I was the top of the game doesn't mean, and somebody said, how can you be a plumber? He goes, it was good enough for me for years. Then I made a lot of money. I didn't need to do it. Fine. Still good enough. I'm not better than that now. Not changed. But many people, if they have money or if they've made money, they change and become people that certain things are below their dignity, and then unfortunately when they lose their money, they're not able anymore to go ahead and to do that. I'm not going to work in a shop by a till. He says, but then you have no money. He says, but that's below my dignity. So what are you going to do? What, schnorring is more? That's more dignified than getting yourself a job? So some people choose to do that. It's unfortunate. Unfortunately, some people choose to be poor rather than to try to do whatever they can to make the money. So the Dei Machzor would say, this person was used to having not just chicken on Shabbos, he was used to having meat on Shabbos. Dei Machzor would mean that you have to give him enough money that he's able to go to the shop and buy meat, even though meat's gone crazy expensive now. It was always expensive, gone even more expensive. Dei Machzor. So I have to see, when it comes to the levels of tzedakah, Dei Machzor is only once everybody else has gotten everything. Right, if there's a fellow over here that can't afford to bread on the table, and Yenna wants to have, instead of chicken for Shabbos, he wants to have meat, you don't give the guy the upgrade from chicken to meat. You take care of the fellow that doesn't have any food. He comes first. Once everybody's taken care of, you can start looking at Dei Machzor. But what he says is, at the time of Klal Yisrael being, he says, the original mitzvah of tzedakah really was Dei Machzor, to give a person what they needed. However, he says, that was only possible in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, where you had everybody shruin alat moson, when everything was the way it was supposed to be, everybody was in their place and everybody had what they needed, etc., etc. So then the question became, you had a few poor people, everybody else was self-sufficient, and you had two or three or four people that couldn't make it. So imagine if in Manchester, let's put this even out as an imagination. Imagine in Manchester there were 10 poor families. That's it. That's all there was. And everybody else, halavaya, halavaya, you know, on Main, right? Imagine there were 10 poor families only in Manchester. Do you not think that we as a kehillah could give them everything they need? We could. If everybody else had, why couldn't we support every single army in Manchester? Unfortunately, the number is a lot higher than 10. So much so that it's near impossible for everybody in the kehillah to support those people to the level of Dei Machzor of what they need. Imagine if we all had to go around and find out from all the people that have big families or that have tremendous medical bills, etc., etc., what do you need? This one needs 100,000 pounds a year, and this one needs 150,000 pounds a year, and this one needs only 60,000 pounds a year. You know, b'chesed rachamim. You went around to everyone and you started asking them, and you started putting together all that money, you'd realize that there's not enough money in the pot of tzedakah to give everybody Dei Machzor, right? So you can go to the guy that says, you need 60 grand, we can't give you 60 grand. We can help you with the food throughout the year, through time Chashamas, we could probably afford to give you 10 grand, 15 grand. Okay, the guy will have to take, he'll have to make do with it, he'll have to try to find another way to come up with a 45. But that's what it is. But we can't give him Dei Machzor, because the kupas at tzedakah of the town, Parshat can't give every poor person what they need. It's not possible. There's not enough money. But he said, when we were Shurim al Admasam, where there was enough money, the original mitzvah was that for those few aniyim that existed, they got Dei Machzor. They got everything that they needed. They got taken care of. Again, the person had to try to make their own shtalos also. He's not going to sit there and saying, why should I work? There's only three aniyim, so let me be number four. I'm going to work. No, I'll let everybody else support me. And that doesn't go. But the nice, the person needs help, needs support, they're trying and they need help. You get them Dei Machzor. That was what originally the halacha was. But that only works when there are very few poor people. When there are a tremendous amount of poor people, we're not going to manage that. Because what will end up happening, and then we'll see, this is a possibility that says, and we'll see this comes up again and again. You have to make sure that there shouldn't be amongst you a poor person. The first person you have to make sure that is not poor is you yourself. That's a very important halach. We're going to speak about this soon when we come to the question of Maisa Ksofim, and the idea of, does a person have to give Maisa if they can't afford it? Okay? So we'll talk about that. So that's what he's thinking. And the first thing you have to make sure is that you don't have poor people amongst you. So if we all decide to support all the poor people and then we become the poor people, it goes round and round in circles. So there we say, okay, forget it. It's not possible for everybody to be given Dei Machzor. There's not enough money around for everybody to have Dei Machzor. But Chazal said, okay, so how much do I give to tzedakah? So Chazal said, let's see. Depending on your situation, etc., etc., you could give, if you can, 20%, choymish, that'd be wonderful. If that's not possible, then give maaser. That's min habeinonis. You should at least try to give 10% of your money to maaser. If that's also not possible, so that's what we'll discuss soon. But the person that can afford and gives 20%, that's Ayin Tova. Yeah. If he can only afford 10% and he gives 10%, that's Mida Beinonis. That's the minimum. If he can't, even if he can afford to give 10% and he doesn't, then that's Mida Ro. But we'll see soon that this halacha, according to what we've said now, the halacha, and this is what our Chashulchan holds and a lot of others hold, although not everybody holds like this, most people hold that the halacha of Meiser is only Derabonon. Because the original mitzvah De'oraisa was De Machsoiroi. That's what the Torah says. Give him everything he needs. Meiser is only when Chazal said we can't afford to give him everything that he needs. So we have to give a certain amount that people, a minimum amount where we can say, okay, this makes sense. Any less than this is being cheap. So we set 10%. Remember, I have my chazan in shul is an accountant. And he once said to me, he says, he was doing the accounts, there was a doctor that was right next to the airport, and he used to get a tremendous amount of passengers, the pilots all had to come be checked out before they go on the plane. It seems to be just like you have a driver medical, you have a pilot medical. And they need to have this medical quite often, because you can't have a pilot flying who's not well. He's flying a plane with 300 people, he's taking responsibility for all of them, he's at 36,000 feet in the air. Can't have somebody saying, "Ooh, I think I had a stomachache. I shouldn't have flown today." Can't just go out and get somebody else. It's not like a bus; you pull over and somebody else comes in. You're stuck. So he says this fellow was earning chveis 250,000 pounds a year, an old fellow on his own. He said the guy gave between 200 and 400 pounds at tzedakah. The entire he's asking for his charity receipts because doing the tax return. It was between 200 and 400 pounds in the year. Now, if you know a Yiddish fellow who's earning 200,000 pounds a year and gave 200 pounds to tzedakah, do you know how we would look at him? You know, he'd walk in the base medrash, he'd be like, "Karga, idiot." Nobody would even give the guy time of day. If you're making 200,000 pounds, you expect that you should be putting at least 20,000 pounds. That's a minimum that we'll expect of you. Again, we'll talk about what if the person has tremendous expenses. But if he does it under normal circumstances, there should be that much left at the end of the day. You should say to yourself, if I'm making 200,000 pounds, let's say after taxes, not including taxes, 200,000 pounds after taxes, there's a minimum where Chazal said, we expect that you should take a certain amount from your union and give it. You can't give everybody day machsur, you can't give them everything they're missing. Fine, don't give them everything they're missing. But can't give nothing. So Chazal said, minimum 10%. If you're really able to, Ayin Tova, 20%. But there's no chiyuv. That's not the chiyuv. What Chazal said is because I have to give some kind of number to it, that's the number that I gave to it. Okay? Now, we get to the next question. So that's really the discussion over here of De Machsoiroi, Meiser, and Chomish. Okay? Now we move on to the question of valuing Meiser. So we'll say two things. I want to speak a little bit about valuing Meiser. I don't even think we'll get to the last thing that we're going to speak about. So we'll just speak about Meiser for now. So now comes the question, okay, so I have to give 10% of my money to tzedakah because that's the minimum that Chazal saw fit for me to give. So how do I work out that 10%? How do I work it out? A fellow makes 200,000 pounds turnover, but he brings home only 50,000 pounds of that. The other 150,000 pounds is expenses, etc., etc. Does he now have to give 20,000 pounds to Meiser? Obviously not. You look at the expenses that go into running his business. So turnover, everybody knows, a turnover is lav dafka money. Just because you sold it, you had expenses in buying it also. So if I bought a watch at 3,000 pounds and I sell it at 5,000 pounds, I didn't make 5,000 pounds, I only made 2,000 pounds. So you can't miser me now on the original amount because it cost me 3 grand to come in. So therefore, the halacha says that certainly as far as that's concerned, the money that you earn is only considered after expenses. And that would include taxes, by the way, also. So let's say you made 50,000 pounds, and your accountant manager, you pay only 10,000 pounds on taxes on the 50,000 pounds, so now you made 40,000 pounds. Your Meiser will be 4,000 pounds, not 5,000 pounds. Because 10,000 pounds, I don't have. It was taken from me. I didn't make 50. Yes, I made 50, but you know, most people, especially if you pay as you earn, there's not even 50 that reached your bank account. There's only 40 that reached your bank account. The other 10, when your payroll or when your employer paid you, automatically they deducted that. So what came into your account? Every month came into your account a percentage of that 40,000, so that together after 12 months you got £40,000 in there. So you only have to give Maisa from that. So that's for sure. That's a, you know, the question becomes, what about other expenses? So the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting view over here, but it doesn't seem to be the view of most Achorayim. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the revach that you make every year, first of all, he says the way to work out Maisa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's how you work out how much money made this from this Rosh Hashanah to next Rosh Hashanah. You add that all up, and then you know that's going to be the amount that you're going to need to take Maisa from. He says, of course, you take off all of the Hotzoas Aderch. But he says, Hotzoas Beisar Loyenakir. If you have Hotzoas at home, so you say, I made £40,000. Yeah, but you know what? I need to pay my mortgage, and I need to pay all my bills, and I need to send my kids to school, and I need to buy food. By the time I finish with all of that, there's very little left. Came out nothing left. Yeah? You're lucky, especially now with a cost of living crisis, at £40,000, most families will be left with nothing and be left still in debt, unfortunately. So what do you do? How much do you have to give? So the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting tzad, and he says, no, doesn't make a difference. You have to take off 100, you have to give me'ah masayim tzedakah, even though he's a balei tzoah, but beis ha'od yoyis me'al zuvim, even if your tzoah is at home on more than 1,000 zuvim, you have to give ma'aser from the rebach. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan holds. However, we'll see that that's not what most achronim hold. And when I spoke to Dan Westheim many times, he gave me this psach. Dan Westheim said, so let's go through it first of all. Let's go first to what Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz mentioned again and what we said before. When we say Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon, make sure that lo yeh b'cha evyon, who's the first most important person to make sure is not poor? You yourself. In Cain, let's go through the numbers again. Whatever numbers we're going to use. Let's use £40,000, okay? A guy, a family is making £40,000 after everything. They have hoitzoas of £38,000. Okay? If the guy is going to give Meister, as soon as he gets the £40,000 into his account, he's going to give Meister £4,000, what's going to be happening? He'll be £2,000 short. But it's not only £2,000 short this year. Every year he'll be £2,000 short. Okay? So that's the way sometimes you see people that have huge debts. You say, how did you work out this debt? He says, well, this year I was £2,000 behind. But next year I was £2,000. And the year after I was £2,000. And suddenly you're like £15,000 behind. Because they didn't take care of it. In the first year, they would have seen, I'm £2,000 behind, I need to do something to make more money or to bring down my cost so that I don't go behind next year. They wouldn't have gotten into this mess. But many times people are megalga, and then they get into a mess. So if I'm going to give tzedakah and I'm going to give ma'aser, I'm going to end up £2,000 behind. So I should still be giving ma'aser. What about Efes Kilo Yeh B'cha Evyon? So there, Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz says, you don't give ma'aser. You don't have to give ma'aser. However, what I did hear Dan Westheim say, he said to me a few times, and as a psak I passed on to others, he mentioned the name Avas Chesed. I was looking at a different sefer, I didn't say Avas Chesed, but others, they say that you can start looking at your hotzoas at home as well. So if I made £40,000, and my hotzoas at home are £38,000, how have I? Right? So I'm left with £2,000. So I don't have to look at every single hotzoa that I made. I can't take everything off. But let's say, you know what? I spend a certain amount on my mortgage and a certain amount on all my household bills and a certain amount on the food and a certain amount on schar limud. I put it all together and that's £32,000. And then, I go on holiday, I have a few extras, they don't not necessary. So I look at £32,000 and I say, okay, £32,000 is expenses. What am I left with? £8,000. What's meister of £8,000? £800. So at the end of the year, when I'm left with the £2,000, I could say, okay, I'm giving £800 to meister. Because that's really what I'm left with. I'm left with only £800 after everything I took into account. Okay? Others will say, you don't have to give ma'aser at all. There's no, the din of ma'aser is only when you can afford to give it. When you can't afford to give it, Chazal said, don't be cheap. You have money, don't be cheap. Give money to tzedakah. But I said, but I don't have money. What do you want from me? I don't have to give it. I'm not trying to be cheap. If I had it, I would give it. Gladly. Chonished. Pardon? Yes, we have bracha for people. Nowadays, I mean, if you look around, I don't know how many people can really afford to give ma'aser from their gross income. Or even from their net income before they start making expenses. It's a lot of money. You know, if you have to take another 10% off, you made £50,000, and you have to give another £5,000, that means you only have £45,000 left, and you can make do with the £45,000 throughout your, it's not easy. Very few people can do that. Many people can end up with the ma'isa the way I said it. If you have 48,000 pounds of expenses, you're left with 2,000 pounds at the end of it, certainly you can give 200 pounds and say, okay, I'm left with 2,000 pounds. Of that, I give 200 pounds to ma'isa. I give a ma'isa. So that's, you know, now that's a psak that Dayan Lessem has told me, and I've told a few different people this psak is a psak I heard personally from Dayan Lessem. So we have an igros moshe in Chasitzah, Rabbi Yashar, etc., etc. He says you can, if you cannot afford to give ma'aser, don't have to give ma'aser. Okay. However, there's one last thing, and we'll say that, and with that we'll finish. There's one, two more things, right? Another 3 minutes left. Okay, two more things. Number one, lema'aser, there is one other thing that you can do. You can decide to, in order to be able to give ma'aser. So let's go back to our example. You have 40,000 pounds income and 38,000 pounds expenditure. So you're left with 2,000 pounds. Now you'd like to give 4,000 pound ma'aser, but you can't. So you know what you can do? You can say the following. I'm giving 4,000 pounds to ma'aser. So you have a separate account and you mafrish the ma'aser. And then you say, the first only that I need to give 2,000 pounds to is to myself. And you give yourself 2,000 pounds back. So you say, what's the point in that? So some say that, no, even the being mafrish the ma'aser and you being your own oni is still better than saying, I'm not giving ma'aser. So you say, you know what? I am giving ma'aser. What's the ma'aser? I made 40,000 pounds this year. My ma'aser is 4,000 pounds. That's what it is. And then I say, oh, but the ma'aser, I know a fellow called Eisenberg that couldn't end up giving the 4,000 pounds to ma'aser, but he could afford to give 2,000 pounds to ma'aser. Okay, so he's poor. He needs day machsari. What's his day machsari? Another 2,000 pounds. Fine. He's my first recipient. And so you move the money back into your own account and say, that's 2,000 pounds for you to be able to live off. The other 2,000 pounds, it says, is ma'aser. So some say, you're not mechuyev to give ma'aser. That's what we said before, the Gris Moshman, Ches Yitzchak, Rabbi Yashav, etc. If you can't afford, you don't have to give ma'aser. Others say you still mechuyev to give ma'aser, but that doesn't seem to me the way we go. We passing that you don't have to give ma'aser. We passing that all those. But again, alatzada yoisatoiv, if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of ma'aser and ensure that you don't become poor by giving ma'aser, you have that option. Now I remember that, you know, somebody actually gave me that psak. I remember in Vienna, you know, after I got my chasna presents, somebody came to me and said, look, you're going to be going now to Kohl, you're going to need every single penny of that. Don't start here. So what you can do is you can take the money, give it, take 10% and put it in ma'aser, and then say, there's a younger man that I know in Eretz Yisrael called Eisenberg that's going to need financial support, and you hand it back. But even that, the hafroshas ha-maiser still happened. You were mafrish the maiser, and then you gave it to somebody that was needy. In this instance, unfortunately, the needy person was you. That you can do. That you're allowed to do. So if somebody wants to do that, they can do that. And one last nekudah, we'll stop with that. That he says that there is a mitzvah also of a shlishis ha-shekel, a third of a shekel, that everyone has to give, even a poor person has to give. That's a separate mitzvah of tzedakah. That's not the mitzvah of ma'aser, etc., etc. You can have a poor person that partially can't afford to give any ma'aser. Fine, understood. But even if he can't afford to give a single penny to ma'aser, that makes sense, but he says to give a certain amount of tzedakah every year. A shlishis ha-shekel, which it's a tiny amount. I don't know exactly how much it is. I could find out. You probably have to measure up and weigh up exactly how much a shekel is in silver and weigh it up. My guess is it's not going to be a huge amount. That, even the poorest of the poor people has to give that amount to tzedakah. Chutz from that, then we said, if you can afford it, if we could have afforded it, give day machzorei. Since we can't afford it, you give ma'aser. A person can afford to give ma'aser, how wonderful, they should give the full ma'aser. If they can't afford to give the ma'aser, either they can give ma'aser after they deduct all of their expenses, or they can give ma'aser and then hand the mice back to themselves. Thank you very much. Anyway, Saint Kanish. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, Shomaz Gosh, Bokha Zaki, Yisor, Vichol, Chibol, Nantem, Mitzvah, Shinema, Adinoi, Chofetz, Eman, Tzidkoi, Yagdil, Toiro, Vyahadir.